This is Rumble Tradio, and it's a big year this year for Ilkley Town AFC, celebrating 75 years in existence. Fantastic achievement, and there is so much going on at the club to celebrate, and so many great things happening there as well at the moment. Let's talk to the former chairman of Ilkley Town AFC. It's Richard Giles. What a milestone to get to, first of all. 1949, I think it all started.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing. I've been involved for 25 years with the club. And plenty of people have got more history than me. But what an achievement for the club to get to 75 years.
And you've got all sorts planned to mark this special anniversary. You've got a big dinner at the Craiglands and various other things as well.
Yeah, no, absolutely. We want to connect back with as many people who've been involved with the club over the years. So players, coaches, all the way back. The Craiglands event is a big celebration of the 75 years. So we're hoping that those players who may have played in the 50s, 60s, 70s would come along and reconnect with the club. So, yeah, that would be pretty amazing.
Fantastic. I think there's going to be a lot of memorabilia and photographs and all that kind of stuff, and obviously some big speeches and entertainment. So it sounds like a great night that people can go along to. And in terms of the history of the club, would you say, you know, where it is now is kind of because of all that history?
You build on it, don't you? I suppose it's I think it's fair to say it's the strongest the club has ever been. There's 850 playing members of the club, boys, girls, men, women, and even the veterans. But it definitely builds on, and I can think of key individuals who, without their involvement over many years, the club wouldn't be in the place it is now. So it's a credit to everybody who's played a part over those 75 years.
I guess it's behind the scenes as well as on the pitch, because I mean the facilities that you've got there now are just second to none. I know my son plays junior football for Silsden, and you know, whenever we've got a game at Ilkley, you just, wow, isn't it so brilliant here? You know, the pitches, it's just amazing.
Yeah, I think there's a lot of unforeseen work that goes on behind the scenes, as you say, to enable people to play the football. But at the end of the day, it's all about the football and making it the best experience possible for people involved.
But I guess having that big club kind of breeds success. So at the higher levels of the club, you know, the top team is doing very well at the moment, better than they've ever been.
Yeah, they're in the semi-professional ranks. They have been for 3 years now, I think, which is the first time Ilkley's had a team at that level. In itself, that's an amazing achievement. It's a challenge, you know, just to keep moving up. It's a very competitive league, but the standard is the highest the club has ever played at. But it's about the whole club, really. It's about all parts of the club and making sure it all moves together, you know, in one piece.
And I guess that the kind of people who've had that ambition to get it where it is, there are people now with ambition to take it even higher.
That's absolutely right. There's a new chairman, Robert Brown, who definitely has that ambition, looking at the next steps. And, the men and the women's first team are both ambitious. Watch this space. I think it's going to be an exciting future.
And what else is going on then this year to mark this special anniversary?
Well, there's a corporate five-a-side day, so we're looking to encourage as many of our sponsors and local businesses to get involved, get the boots on, get down to the pitch, play on that amazing pitch, as you say, roll back the years a little bit, come and play some five-a-side with us. That's the Friday afternoon in early May. And then we're playing a little bit of golf at Ilkley Golf Club as well, so plenty of opportunities to get involved. Just get in touch with us if you'd like to take part.
Fantastic. And that big celebration event on the 10th of May at the Craiglands, as we say, there'll be presentations and speeches, lots of old memorabilia there, live music, and even Rumbles Radio's own Nick Babb doing the disco as well. So if you want to go along to that, tickets at ilkleytown.net is the place to look. Great to speak to you, Richard, and congratulations on this big anniversary for the club.
Thanks a lot, Stuart. Take care.